live, and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Arts Center Director Don Young joining us on the KVOA Sutherland studio line with a big activity for the Arts Center taking place this week.
Yeah, not only a big activity this week, but I'll tell you what, activities will be blossoming as we roll into April. The Emporia Arts Center becoming even more busy than they have been. But as Chuck alluded to, Drum Tao is coming up this week, and we're very pleased to be joined by Emporia Arts Center Director Don Young. Don, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm great. Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, how are things with Drum Tao coming in here Wednesday night?
Woo! We are very, very excited. We saw Drum Tao in April 2018, so we are very excited to welcome them back to Emporia. They are doing their 26 shows in the U.S., so we are extremely lucky to be able to present them again, because I know they were set to come back to the States in 2020, and of course, with COVID happening, they had to postpone their tour that year. So it's a highly anticipated welcome for them, and we're excited.
All right, this is coming up March the 23rd. That's this Wednesday night, Emporia Granada Theater, 7 p.m. So, Don, what does Drum Tao bring?
Oh, my goodness. They bring so much excitement. So they have Japanese drums that are called Takyo drums, and these performers actually train in the mountains of Kyuju, Japan, and they practice and rehearse from morning to night, and their sound actually originated in the Japanese century ago in the military, and the Japanese Buddhist religions actually adopted it for sacred purposes, and so this is a true great experience to see all these Japanese drummers and their beautiful costume and choreography and different instruments that they play. So it will be an exciting show.
Sounds like it'll be an immersive experience, too.
Oh, absolutely. They're martial arts. I'll tell you what, these guys train hard, and I really admire them. When they do load in on Wednesday, these gentlemen and ladies, they take care of all of their own personal equipment, and they string their drums. They find certain places on the ground and get into their zone, basically, and really concentrate on their craft that they're getting ready to present for that evening.
Yeah, no doubt about that. They are highly, highly trained, and they are they're fit. There is
they are very fit.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that.
Very fit.
So it's 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Emporia Granada Theater. How can we get our tickets, Don?
Sure, you can stop by at 815 Commercial Street, Emporia Arts Center. We're located down there, down here on the 8th block of Commercial, or you can visit our website, emporiakfarts.org.
Going to be a great show. Can't wait. Wednesday night at the Emporia Granada Theater. This is top-notch entertainment, folks, so please do not miss this. Another great show being brought to you by the Emporia Arts Center. Wednesday night, Drum Tao at the Emporia Granada Theater. Well, we are now in spring, Don. Spring is officially here, and I know that you have a lot going on at the Arts Center as far as fun classes, all kinds of classes. Sign-up has begun?
Yes, sign-up has begun. So we had a week full of spring break classes last week, and oh, it was so wonderful hearing all the kids having a great time and adults enjoying classes again. So this week we're just kind of taking a break on classes and kind of concentrating on our show and also getting folks and children registered for our spring classes that will begin next week. So that information is also located on our Facebook page and our website, and you're always welcome to pick up one of our spring catalogs, and it is packed filled with lots of different new activities for everyone.
Dawn, what are some of the things that may be new to the catalog here this time around?
You know, I think the Kids Clay Club, we are kind of doing that more often. And also the Coffee and Clay Club, we started that last fall, and boy, has it gained momentum. We have around 13 to 15 people here every Thursday morning, enjoying each other, socializing, creating with clay, and so that's really popular. And we have brought back the Once Upon an Artist. So we have Mrs. Meinholz. She's a retired teacher. She will be doing those pre-K classes with the little ones. And so, I mean, we've got just a variety of different activities. And I'll tell you what, the other most popular one is the stained glass. Our teacher, John, he does a phenomenal job teaching stained glass, and that is quite hard to learn. So I admire many that try their hands at stained glass.
Well, I'll tell you what, great art classes provided at the Emporia Arts Center for young and old alike. So don't delay, because classes do tend to fill up pretty quickly. So please call 620-343-6473 if you have any questions, or drop by 815 Commercial and to pick up a catalog and get signed up for the spring classes that are now open for enrollment. So we've got Drumtow coming up on Wednesday. Performing arts, what is next? Anything on the canine front, Don?
Yes, we have Chris Perondi's Stunt Dog Experience visiting Emporia on Friday, April 8th. So we will take just a few weeks off, and then we will welcome a whole bunch of loving dogs here to Emporia. They'll be performing at Emporia State University's Albert Taylor Hall. And Chris Perondi has been doing this for over 20 years. He has had residency at Silver Dollar City, as well as Orlando, Florida, at Universal Studios. So he has been on so many different talk shows and animal shows and Animal Planet, and we're looking forward to the Perondi Stunt Dog Experience.
Can't wait for that.
Boy, that sounds like fun.
Yes.
What else is on the calendar here, Don, before we close it out?
Yeah, so we right after Chris Perondi, we will start enrolling and getting ready for our summer art classes, and Missoula Children's Theater will be announced here in a few weeks. That will be held in July. And we've got some great gallery shows coming up. So I encourage everyone to get out and shop downtown and check things out. It's so great to see people out and about. And hopefully this weather will start cooperating with us and we can get some nice sunshine coming.
All right. Great job as always. Thank you, Dawn.
Thanks, Dawn.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Chuck. Have a great day.
Talk to you later. Don Young, who is the executive director of Emporia Arts Center, Drumtow, Wednesday. Stunt Dogs coming in April the 8th, Chuck.
All right, and go to EmporiaKSArts.org or find them on Facebook for a lot more information. Don't forget, tomorrow, again, we'll have another Newsmaker 3, and this will be involving USD 252 Southern Line County Superintendent Mike Argerbright, plus FFA advisor Stacy Garrett, and also students. Earlier we had Mr. Argerbright on talking about animal health seminars through the district. We'll get another update, plus the student perspective, coming up at 8:40 tomorrow.
All right, looking forward to that. KVOE Live and Local, it's 8:54.
Holiday Resort in Emporia has full-time and part-time job opportunities in housekeeping, maintenance, dietary, and nursing. Here are some of the reasons our staff like working at Holiday Resort.
I like working here because it's given me the opportunity to grow in life, to help my family, and to help the family out here.
Because I feel like I'm making a difference in people's lives.
At Holiday, our